Okay, let's get started. Good morning, everyone. Just to check here that you are in the Experience Innovation for Project Management, Social Collaboration, and Maximize Benefits and Utilization. So hopefully we're going to take you to a new level of collaboration. Project Social, we're referring to this at some times, but first a couple introductions. As you can see here, it's Eric Schott, who will be doing the bulk of the presentation, as I'll introduce him in a moment. Our CEO from Campana and Schott. Myself, I'm Larry Mead. I'm about 10 to 12 years experienced project management practitioner from everything with the process, working with Project Server from the last four versions, starting with Project Central back in 2000 up through today. And I'm also the director of operations for Campana and Schott in Atlanta. So the next slide, please. I think I lost my. There we go. Hopefully, you can continue hearing me here. A couple things about our company. As I mentioned, out of Atlanta, just came out of the ice storms last week. So this has been a very nice change for me to. I pride myself on not being able to use the social aspects of project quite a bit for remote work with the customers, but there was that one day where I traveled in the ice storm. With the rest of the 100,000 or so vehicles that were stuck there. So I'm going to look for new ways to be collaborating in the future. But our company overall, Campana Schott, with the over 20 years of experience, founded back in 1994, one of the largest EPM gold partners with Microsoft, and with over 800 successful customer deployments, really puts me in a great position to have opportunity for a large brain trust of those 200 consultants to compare scenarios and work with Project Server in different ways, in different countries, over 10 different offices around the Europe and the US that we can share scenarios. So it'd be great to hear any questions and answers after today. Come to our booth downstairs if you'd like to also hear a specific scenario you may be working with. And if we can't answer it, then like I said, we have a couple hundred other that have great insight into this. The apps that you'll also see a little bit, we demo them at the booth around tying Project and SharePoint online. You may have already seen a little bit of our introduction in the keynote yesterday with introduction to the task board, lets you do some drag and drops, almost like with the post-it boards and when we used to do project management the old-fashioned way before we got into some of the server environments. But the task board, the risk matrix, we're getting kind of a heat map out of your sessions. Project editor for just to fill those gaps, those deltas where you need a little bit more. And then, of course, milestone trending. Everyone wants to bring a project server into their or a project into their environment to do some forecasting, the ability to have trending, and so on. Add-ons, you also be we're bringing to the forefront is all about the resource and program management, the status reporting, you know, dashboards. I don't know if you sat in some of the sessions yesterday where there's quite a highlight on these dashboards and the ability for the timesheets. Timesheets working against with Project Online, so you know a lot of folks will bring in, I think the announcements yesterday were a little bit about Project Lite, which is gonna be kind of a dovetail in as well with our type of timesheeting to fill those edit capabilities that you wanna add the future columns, not just the out-of-the-box timesheet itself. The capacities that we are gold, you notice here in the Microsoft Partner, collaboration and content, project and portfolio and application development, and then down through into business intelligent communications. It really puts us in a great position for a lot of things. Keeping that that level, it also lets us work directly with Microsoft clients to bring up tenants, for instance, on the Project Online. If you're wanting to work through some workshops and visioning sessions, and then also have us turn on a Project Online tenant, we call a partner-led trial, that you can also bring right into your environment as only you're gonna get from the gold partners here this week. As you can see, we've got some great offices around Europe and the US. They mentioned Atlanta being our newest and something that allows us to work across all of North America. With the focus right now, though, is through the U.S. districts and working tied in closely with the Microsoft districts as well. And then finally, here a little bit more on probably what I think is the most unique part of Campana and Schott for our Atlanta office in the U.S. is this ERP integration. The sets us apart from a lot of the other partners is the started with a connector for tying SAP. We're also a SAP partner as well as Microsoft, and then repurposing that connector for other ERP systems, whether it be out into Oracle Financials or working on the PeopleSoft, or maybe also into even HP, PPM, and some of the other competing project management solutions. So with that, I'd love to hand this over now to Dr. Eric Schott and enjoy the session today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Larry, for all the friendly words. Good morning from my side as well, Eric Schott. And I won't leave the opportunity to introduce two of my very famous and favorite technical geniuses of Campana and Schott. That's Vincent Capitaine from France, our MVP from our Paris office. And live on stage, we have Markus Waldinger. He will deep into the details and the solutions in our two demo parts, which we have today. So that's a little bit our line, what we will pass today, what we will cover today. My preparing this kind of presentations is always what kind of inspiration can I get you, at least what I'm trying to do so. And as you maybe know, you definitely know that Microsoft is underlying those big trends we see in the IT. If it's big data, it's mobile, it's cloud, of course, and the fourth of that mega trends, always nearly daily quoted, is social. Microsoft calls that enterprise social. Pretty close to that, we call it social collaboration, just focusing it's on working people together, working together, maybe in another way, but quite similar to as people work together in project teams. And this is a key word, this is a catchword, and what I would love to present to you, and Markus will show to you, and what I would love to discuss with you is what are the specific scenarios if social comes to project management? What does it mean for the project management field to think about new social technologies? What's underlying this catchword? What does it mean in specific scenarios, maybe for your company, your organization, what our customers did experience so far? And that's something I want to focus today. So there are different guesses, there are different statistics. The most conservative is saying that 50% of project management is about communication. There are some guesses saying it's about 100%. I don't know where it's exactly, but it's a very high share. And I think with some 70%, you're pretty close to what the reality is. My personal perception is that is one of the main tasks of a project manager to communicate, of course, with his team, but also selling his project in the complete organization, selling it to the portfolio manager, and this is all done by communication. So scheduling, project planning, and this kind of things, especially in large projects, that's not something the project manager would typically or should typically do. He should focus on his communication means to all the different target groups, stakeholders, and so on. We'll get there by a minute. So if you consider this importance of project communication, you have to be very precisely on what do I want to communicate, how often do I have to communicate, is it sufficient to be once every 6 weeks together with your project sponsor, should that be in a much more frequent rhythm, whatever. And today we are focusing much on the how do we communicate, what are the communication channels suitable for project management, and what do the new technologies offer to make this kind of communication easier. So just as a kind of a starting point where we are, what at least Campana and Schott's perception is, in the former times we had a rather hierarchical communication structure, so everything more or less had to go via the project manager, via the project lead, to the executives, to the project sponsors, to maybe the board, to the steering committees, and so on. And the project lead was also the one speaking to his teams, maybe some external resources, or whatever. What we see in the age of social collaboration is that the structure is getting much more complicated. In a positive way, it's definitely much more non-hierarchical. So the project manager, project lead remains in the center, but there are various relations who is going to communicate with whom. There's a risk, but there's also an opportunity in that. And we have some ideas how you could enable this process, make it a little bit easier, but on the other hand, restrict the overall freedom in the same way that not everyone is talking with everyone. That's definitely something you wouldn't like to have in your project. So this is our overall setting. Before I come to the next slide, two questions. One, who is working in his private environment with social networks like Twitter and Facebook, today 10 years old? So already 10 years, wow. Who's working with that for private means? Please raise your hand. So pretty big share, something maybe 90%. A second question, who is using this kind of social network tools for corporate reasons, so within your organization for professional reasons, pure professional? Please raise your hands. Okay, that's quite a share, something maybe like 50-50. So we will have a Q&A session in the last part of the presentation for sure, but please be or help me with statements, with questions also during the presentation. So I'm really happy to answer that, and the group is small enough to do so. So what I'm covering about, and you know, project management is always what is in scope, what is out of scope. And out of scope is I'm not going to talk about those Twitters and Facebooks and so on. So the private means, those social networks coming from the private area, it's not what I'm covering. What's much more interesting is besides the more traditional ways of a one-way communication, what we know from very classical, from phone, from email, which is one to another, there may be some two-way communication, having a discussion during a coffee break or something else. Today, more in the focus is how can I interact, how can I communicate in a different way within the company? What are, for example, tools like Yammer, microblogging technologies, kind of a role play in your organization, and how is this linked to what we have in a more formal way, a more structured, a more predefined way when it's about formal project management? So center of the following slides and demos will be this pillar here in the middle. And now let's put some meat on the muscles. What we are going to present you, and in a minute Markus will go deeper in some customer examples, some live scenarios. We have presented for you six main areas where we see the combination of classic project management approaches, classic project management tools, Microsoft Project, which can be combined with some new technologies, especially coming from Microsoft, so based on SharePoint, based on Yammer. How could those technologies be combined? And Microsoft is very often talking, sure, they are producer of software, manufacturer of all those technologies. So Microsoft is tending to present their technologies, and our understanding is our role should be how can this technology be applied to our main area of project management? What are the specific use cases? And we prepared six use cases. So one is maybe a rather new or advanced way of project communication. Second will be the individual, the personal work management. It's an interesting area. I don't see a catchword for this, so we stick to work management. I'm happy to hear some suggestions how we could call that, but it's on the personal task management and so on, coming from most various sources. quite interesting is the aspect of cross-project exchange of experience, exchange of ideas, exchange of recommendations. So very often, for example, looking to project management education, project management trainings, it's a focus on what's happening inside a project. What we are thinking about is what can you do to improve the relation between projects? Something like knowledge management has to do with that. We'll deep on that in a moment. More and more, project management is depending on external partners. For example, we are originally from Europe, especially I'm living in Frankfurt, very often in our offices in Stuttgart and Munich. That's where those cars like BMW and Daimler, Porsche, are developed. So all of those are customers of ours. And if you're looking to those R&D projects, in especially the automotive area, you see that's a very heavy dependency and very integrated approach, that in those development projects, there are people from different suppliers, from IT companies, engineering companies, and the OEMs, so the car manufacturers themselves. So it's very natural for them to work in those projects with external partners. Nevertheless, in former times, the infrastructure for that was not ideal. We started to have here resource management on the top. It's more on today, it's more on skill management. I think it's, sometimes I call it a little bit ironically, the most important illness of project management, resource management. From my personal view, it's something you can't cure. It remains a big challenge, it remains a big problem, resource management. But you can do several steps to improve the situation, definitely. But especially all our big industry customers want to get better in resource management, and skill management is a very important cornerstone of that. We'll come to that in a few minutes. Last not least, it's on social collaboration. That means collaboration on developing new ideas, transforming ideas into innovations, transforming innovations into projects, but do that not in a single point of view, but in a view where a lot of perspectives are combined, where ideas are discussed and rated and further developed. So that's kind of a natural scenario for social collaboration close to project management. It's on collaborative innovation. So let's deep some. So we now go into those six areas, and let's have a closer look to that one. All of those following slides for these six scenarios are a little bit what did we do in the past and what might be some ideas to do in the close future. So in the past, project communication, especially if it comes to a little bit more formal communications, where of course by email, very prominent the status reporting, those stoplight reports, the different colors. So that was a very typical way of how communication took place in project management. And we have some ideas where, for example, the integration of instant messaging technologies, here as represented by the product Link, with project plan, how this is interacted with a more broader platform, what we have in SharePoint, how news feeds can contribute to project communication and make the communication, that's one of our most important drivers, how can we do that more efficient and lower the burdens to participate in project communication and make it more easier for all participants to play a role in that project communication. So that's scenario one. Scenario two is what I already stressed, the point of individual work management, personal work management, looking to organizations today, a team member, which sometimes doesn't even see himself or herself as a team member, get tasks and to-dos from various sources. Those sources might a little bit more formalized, like project plans. So there are tasks in a project plan assigned to a dedicated person, but there may be some tasks coming from Outlook, from out of some non-project related meetings, and so on. So there's a lot of tasks, and for the individual person, the question, how can I most efficiently go through all my tasks, to what is a good way to have an overview, what I'm supposed to do, where are my deadlines, do I have to prioritize between several tasks, and there are some ideas how this could be improved as a second scenario. Third scenario, one of my favorites, is just start to think about how can the exchange of experience, the exchange of problems solved, not happening only in one project, but between projects. So one of our very often practiced approaches, of course, are those lessons learned workshops. So a project's going to its end. Everyone is in a little hurry because there are new projects already knocking on the door. But okay, you have to formally close the project, and let's be quick with our lessons learned session and write down some minutes on that, what went wrong, what went maybe quite well, and then the project is closed. So personally, I don't think that's the best way on having a kind of cross-project exchange of experiences. One point, very important from my point of view, is lessons learned are only good for new starting projects. So I think it's rather not the effort worth to do a lot of preparation, post-discussion when a project is closing, but rather think about what can we do when we are starting a new project. Is that, for example, a role the project management office, the PMO, has, that it really gathers information, experience out of past project and brings it in a kickoff of a new project? How is this going to be organized? But at least it's a very important driver. For me, it's one of the central cornerstones how daily knowledge management can work. It will not work by a very formal system of knowledge management. It will not work if your top management makes some announcement on how important knowledge management is. Yes, that's true, but there's no impact in daily life. And let's have a closer look. So we start with those three scenarios. I'll jump back to the overview. So we start, and Marcos is already going to present with the first three: project communication, personal, work management, cross-project exchange. We have some demo parts on that, and then I'll jump back again. So Marcos, it's your turn.
Thank you, Eric, for the introduction. Eric introduced me as a technical genius. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. I would call myself more a road warrior. Simple reason, I am one of the first people at Campana and Schott who gets in touch with new technologies and also with new markets. That's why I also was transferred now to the US. So I have a history back in Germany, but now I'm working here for Campana and Schott Incorporated. But with the other part, getting in touch with the technology at a very early stage, I was able now to work with SharePoint and Project Server 2013 and SharePoint and Project Online since several months. I think it's almost one and a half years now that we are using those utilities. So today I want to share a little bit of my experience with the new social features in Project and SharePoint, with the collaboration features, and how actually your project management can benefit from that. But let me ask you one question first. Who is already using SharePoint and or Project Online or 2013? Whoa, I'm overwhelmed. Cool. Hopefully, I can still show you something new or something you can benefit from. All right, I will switch the screen to my laptop as a project manager, and we have here the project web application in front of us. So let's have a look at some of those projects in the project center. And what has a project manager to do? He has to maintain his schedule, he has to update his task. So I will check out our CS Connect 4 marketing campaign for the year 2014. What's the current status here on that project? And we are right in the middle of the review of the business strategy landscape. I have an expert on that topic. His name is Robin Counts. And obviously, he's green, so I would expect he's currently working on the task, or at least he's sitting in front of his desktop. But I can see here one task, review the business model, which had to be completed yesterday, but I don't have an update here. So, well, he's available. Instead of calling him, I will simply try to ask him. On the other end, link will show up on Robin's desktop, and they can immediately start exchange the status. They can start talk about the project. I will not do that, the whole conversation here. I will just show you some more features. So back to me as a project manager, because there is one task open for Robin to review, actually, the business model. So he needs some documentation. He needs something he can actually review. And usually those assets we will put on a project site. So let's go here to the project site. And as it is all about the business model, I prepared a PowerPoint presentation. So I will drag and drop that onto my project site. It's available there. And Robin can now access the site there and do a review of the business model. So this is one way, actually, to communicate with your team. If you already have a link in place, it will fully integrate with your SharePoint and project environment. No matter if it's online or 2013 on-premise, all I'm showing and presenting today will work on both platforms. So this is just a different way to get in contact with people. But what else is possible to communicate to your team? Typically, it's kind of a status report, or you want to show your team what are our most important tasks we're working on, what are the next upcoming tasks, or what are the late tasks. So with the project side, there comes this project summary web part that we can see here on top of the screen. It already shows me one late task, and it shows me upcoming task. So review business model, due date was yesterday, Robin Counts is assigned to it, and without opening actually the project plan or without going to the project center, which may overwhelm some team members, every team member is able only to work on the project side. He gets all the information he needs, he sees all the tasks he's assigned to. Here it's just filtered now for the late task, but we can also show all the tasks there. And as you can see, also the already finished ones. So let's just finish this one as well. Mark it complete. Oh, it doesn't take my mouse click. Okay, well, we will check that later. So in this overview, I also am able to focus on some specific tasks and make them visible in the timeline. From earlier project server versions, the timeline was already introduced on the client. Now, with 2013 and Project Online, we have the timeline also in the web, in the project center, and in the client, and all those three parts will synchronize. So any change I will do here on the project side will also synchronize back to the client. But I want to focus today clearly on the web functionalities, and we don't look at the client right now. But I will switch now my roles. Instead of being Marcus Walding, the project manager, I will now continue as Robin, the team member. So Robin has a similar view on the project web application. He's actually not only a team member, but also a project manager, portfolio manager. So he has more tiles than a usual team member as well. but I want to show you some parts where Robin has access to. Here's again our CSConnect example project. We can go here to the project site. It's still checked out by the project manager, but that doesn't make any difference here. And Robin Counts also has all the information here that he needs. And he was asked to review the business model, so he can simply click on that and open it here in the PowerPoint, review the business model, upload his newest version, and basically he's done with that task. So this is a nice and easy way as well to review the assets and to work with your information. So as a team member or someone who's working on a project, you don't want to go on every project site and check for your tasks. You want one single point of entry, one place where all your tasks are coming together. And here, Project Online with SharePoint Online provides you that functionality as well. The same way how tasks are synchronized to the project site, they're also synchronized to the personal My Sites. So Robin Counts, I will go to my newsfeed and I will check what's going on there, what I have to do. And here on my newsfeed, I have my task, for example. And here in that overview, all the tasks are coming together. So here we can see several tasks from other projects, like the router benchmark system upgrade or the employee retention tracking system, but also the tasks from my CSConnect project. And this personal My Task view is similar to the one we had in earlier versions of Project Server, but it's much more powerful because it doesn't only aggregate Project Server tasks, it basically aggregates all your tasks where you are assigned to on that whole SharePoint farm. So no matter if you're working in the project web application or on a standalone SharePoint site collection with sites below, all those tasks where you are assigned, they are aggregated here. And not only that they are available online in your My Task session, you can also have all those tasks synchronized to Outlook, for example. So here we have the Outlook web access available as well, and all the tasks will show up there together. So here again, our CSConnect tasks, and I'm also able to actually report progress and actual time on my tasks. So let's do that quickly as well. Maybe 25% complete, 10 hours of actual work. So I don't have to go into a timesheet or something else. I can do this via Outlook, and this information will now go back in the loop, will be synchronized to SharePoint, will be synchronized to project, and then it will show up on the project web application as well. So I will check if it's already there. I hope it's processed, so let's switch the roles again. I'm now the project manager again. Going to my PWA. And it should show up now under the approvals because I still want to approve all the time recordings there. And it's not there, so maybe it's still processing. Okay. Wait, I did forget something. When we follow that whole process here, actually at the moment there is no auto routing available or configured here in this environment, so to make it more transparent for you guys, I do all the steps here manually, and one of the steps I just missed was that I actually submit my time. So I entered the time, but there is still the need to submit it. Let's go to our tasks. the CS Connect project. It should show up soon. Hopefully I choose the right one. Nope, that was the wrong task, sorry for that. Well, instead of searching now for the task, let's simply do that here as well. And then we send that over for approval. Okay, so here, quick recap what we just did. We did go to the project side. We shared some project documents on the side. And after that part, I was able actually to enter hours, to submit the hours, and they should show up then in the project center as well. But yes, one question. I just did that because the synchronization is still running, and I probably choose the wrong task here. So when you report them in Outlook, then they will show up on your My Task, and then you submit it to for the approval to the project manager.
So that makes it a two-step process instead of a one-step process?
In this configuration, yes, because I wanted to show you all the processes, all the steps, without any things going on in the background. But you can configure it as well that it will be automatically sent. You don't have actually to submit. And you can go even one step further, that you have an auto approval so that it will be directly written to your project plan. So the scenario would be that you are even able to use your Windows phone or some other phones that connect to Outlook as well, and you can enter the progress and the hours there as well, and will be submitted to the system.
Can I ask something?
Yep.
In the process of entering this remaining work, I can imagine the project manager wants to discuss with the employee.
Exactly.
About its remaining work before it's entered into the schedule.
Correct. That's why we have here in the configuration the approval in place. So the project manager has actually to approve the entered hours, but if you don't need that discussion, then you can have an auto approval as well.
So, well, I don't want it auto approved, I want it to be approved.
Yep.
And then if it's not approved, then I want this social thing to happen to interact with my employee to discuss it.
Exactly.
Is that possible at that time?
Yep, that's possible. Let's just switch the role back as a project manager. And that task I just submitted here as Robin shows up here in my approval view. And what I can do now, I can, for example, preview those updates. So it will give me an outlook of my project plan, how those submitted hours will impact my plan, what will be actually completed, etc. And I also have the possibility to reject it. So it goes back to the team member, and he maybe has to change it. And one great thing here, again, with the social collaboration features we have, instead of sending emails back and forth, simply make a link call to Robin, for example, and say, hey, I want to share my screen with you. Let's quickly discuss your timesheet entry. So it's way faster, actually, to interact with the people. They are already sitting at the project, working at the project in front of their laptops, and you can have a quick exchange with them and quick communication. Okay. Yes, I don't want to go into much details about the time recording because we don't have the time right now, but a quick answer. Tasks and timesheets can be tied together. So this is the called single entry mode. You don't have to do it separately. This is just a matter of the configuration. If you're interested here more in details, just stop by at our booth 300 downstairs, then we can look at those details as well. Good, back to our project collaboration. One last thing I wanted to show here is actually the skill management or the subject matter expert management, how you can interact with different topics, with different projects, and how you can utilize here the social collaboration features. So we go on our project side again. And in that simple example, the project manager, Mr. Waldinger, already started some conversations. And I'm, as Robin counts, will I see here some conversations where project is tagged, where the integration is tagged, where SAP is tagged. So maybe that tag is interesting for me. And I can simply follow this tag. So this is something I would say from the private sector, where the social collaboration features are now turned into a more enterprise-like features. So that you can actually work with hashtags, and you can address people in newsfeed, and you can use all the functionalities that may be common from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so on. And of course, Yammer, where we will see more in the second part of the demo. Last but not least, the About Me, so where every employee of your company is able to present himself, maybe to present himself as an expert. So when you start, edit your profile, the simple thing is ask me about, for example, project or SAP or integration, and then those topics will show up in the search as well. But this will take some time until the database is indexed and searched again. So I will just give you a simple example. When we search for project collaboration, then we first get some documents, but also we can search especially for people. And here, Mr. Marcus Waldinger say, ask me about collaboration, ask me about project. So I would expect that Mr. Waldinger is an expert in those topics. And if you have anything to do here with collaboration and project, you could ask him and you could invite him to your project site. Because that's another thing where I think it's getting easier for you to actually collaborate. When you, for example, have some sites, you can follow those sites as well. So I will quickly show you that example with the project site as well. We have it already here, so easy to access. Remember, I'm working as Robin Count, and I want to work on that project. I want to share my knowledge on that project. And I want to know what's going on here. So I can, for example, follow this project. But I can also follow different ones. So it gives me a lot of opportunities to stay informed, to have the information I need. And hopefully, it will show here now on my sites. I'm following now the CS Connect for Marketing campaign. So when there's a new entry on that site for a discussion on the newsfeed, it will show up on my personal newsfeed as well. If there's a new document uploaded, it will show up here because I can follow those things as well. Quick recap. When you're working here with all the features, you can simply follow sites or, let's say, projects. You can also follow people. If you know who's an expert in a topic, you can follow the topics, so with the hashtags as well. And with all those functionalities together, it's a pretty good way to identify experts in your within your company with your employees and to identify them and to work together with them. Having that said, I will head back to Eric with the second part.
Thanks, Marcus. Great. So let's be back on that overview again. So we're a little bit covered the project communication in detail. So then a lot of demo parts were shown on the task management, the personal work management, and some first insights on the cross-project exchange. So the idea, and I'm coming back in a moment, especially on the skill management, is when we see in the past initiatives on knowledge management, when we've seen in the past initiatives on resource management, especially skill management, it was more or less always a top-down, top management-initiated approach. This might succeed, but especially if it comes to big organizations with several thousand people, at least my personal experience is that was very hard to come to a success. So most of those initiatives failed. The organizations took a lot of time to say, what is the way how we want to formalize our knowledge and what is the structure we want our knowledge to be represented, and so on and so on. So there was a lot of preparation work. But even harder, the employees, the team members, for example, they just didn't follow that road. They weren't motivated to share knowledge. They were not motivated to search for knowledge. And I'm pretty convinced that this approach, by a much more bottom-up kind of basic democratic way on providing knowledge, on very liberal finding persons, finding documents, finding projects, is much more promising than everything what we have seen in the past. There are some restrictions. I'll cover them in the final part of my presentations. But I think this way is much more promising. That you just leave open to the people, and here talking about project management, to the potential team members, what kind of projects they are following, what kind of topics they are following, what kind of experts they are following, what they say about themselves, what they put for questions. And I think that's the main takeaway we can get from the social networks we are using in the private area to requirements we have in the project management area. Before I come to the second three areas, question, are there from this project communication, work management, cross-project exchange, what are your favorites? What is the most promising area from your point of view? What do you think is, from a corporate level, the most interesting field, or maybe for your company? Are there any ideas? What would you say? Yeah, please.
The link tools is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And it kind of provides, especially for teams that are distributed either within a single country or geographically across the globe, it provides some real interesting connectivity capabilities that are direct and immediate.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes the hurdle was so high that you said, okay, should I call him? Maybe I call him later on. And so, and then you're doing nothing. So, yeah, okay. Thank you. Yes, please.
I think the personal work management has become key, memorization around projects versus non-project work, mm-hmm. being able to get it all centralized in one location, being able to have people make those updates, because otherwise it always became, okay, I got to manage all my real work, and then I got to go.
Yeah. I like this distinction, real work and project work. Yeah, okay. No, got you. Okay. Other statements on that? What's your favorite? Some comments on those first three scenarios? Yeah, thank you. So we'll have a discussion later on. So in a nutshell, the three following scenarios, one I'm pretty concerned about is how could you improve the interaction, the communication between people in your company in your project and people from outside your company in your project. So working with freelancers, working with vendors, working with subcontractors, and so on. So what could there be a way? This was in former times very restricted, so typically it went via mail and of course some calls, but there are new approaches to this one. Marcos already stretched a little bit on that. Then I think that's going to be my personal favorite. It's on the skill management. You got a first flavor from what Marcus presented on that one. I'm really very convinced that only this bottom-up way is going to be promising for the future. So leave it open to the people what they are interested in, what they're telling about themselves, and abandon those company-wide skill management initiatives or this former discussion on skill databases and so on. Instead of just what we saw a minute ago on searching for people, I'm looking for an expert on SAP integration. So I just do a search and I say, hey, well, this guy is pretty active in his comments, his blog posts on SAP integration. That might be a suitable expert for my upcoming project. So that is something, at least a very, from my point of view, a very valid scenario where social technologies come into the project management life. The last one, and this one we are only going to address here in a very short example, is on creating ideas on those knowledge management aspects. It's pretty... why I'm going backwards? Excuse me for that one. I'm not familiar with this technology so much. So finally, we are there. So the whole thing on innovation management, the combination of innovation management and project management, this has been addressed in a more formal way, not only in practice, not only in literature, but also within Microsoft. So the topic of idea management and then transforming ideas into projects is already covered. The concept behind that in the former times was a very formal one, a very structured one, this classic stage gate approach. So there were some stage gate decisions from a management team, and then an idea was approved to be an upcoming pre-project or an R&D project or whatever. So, but in addition to that very formalized approach, I'm a big fan of this area on discussing on ideas, on comparing different ideas on how to solve, for example, some technological question, and maybe in a very distributed, locally distributed environment, an organization working on in different countries with different R&D laboratories and so on. So discussing ideas, adding aspects to ideas, rating ideas, that is something which is quite interesting, I think, that non-formalized but more interactive, collaborative way on working on innovations. We will have a dedicated session on that in the afternoon, but have some remarks on that one. So those are the three final scenarios where we think collaborative and social collaboration will touch the world of project management. Marcus is going to present it, but there's prior a question. Yeah.
It works very well. You can translate a SharePoint item into a project.
Yeah.
And over and do a portfolio analysis on it. We're on a discussion down below. So if I put that ideation out there, I look at that and see a little bit of a risk, because I look at the ideation as sort of a whiteboard for brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of the issues of brainstorming is making sure that you're not hammering the people that put the ideas out there. They're putting the ideas out there. The assessment takes place afterwards. The discussion almost allows a public discussion of an idea that goes out there. So there's a risk that potentially somebody could look at an idea and just come down. I think that's a really stupid idea. What do you think? You can handle that obviously through, you know, how to act on the website and that type of stuff. But
yeah. Yeah, so one thing we are in favor, and that's something coming also from the private use of the social technologies, is all those ratings. So, of course, there might be one fellow saying, hey, that's a stupid idea, and let's not follow this one. But if you have a lot of people able to look at that idea, and the meta per se that they are going to rate that idea shows its importance. And if the rating is high, then maybe there are 20, 30 people involved. And it's a pretty good indicator saying, OK, that seems to be an idea worthwhile to be followed up. So I see there a risk. From a personal point of view, I'm much more in favor of this kind of ratings and let the public speak towards a very strict governance on saying who's allowed to rate to this, who is allowed to give some votes on that idea, and so on. So in our customer base, we saw where we have a rather flexible approach in this very early time. So if it comes to project, then it's going to be restricted again with the very restricted access rights and so on. But in this early phase, from my experience, it's better to leave that open, and the opportunities are bigger than the risks. Yes, please.
One comment on that. Yes, so one experience I had with the organization, they basically rated the rater. So what happened is that you would comment, and people could agree with the comment, and then what would happen is you'd end up with a score. So if you were kind of an influencer within your organization, you'd end up with a higher score, and your rating meant your comment meant more. So sometimes it ends up self-policing, right? If people are coming and saying,
it's balancing. Okay, let's come to our final demo part.
All right.
And then?
In the second part of the demo, actually, we focus on the collaboration with external partners, suppliers, maybe freelancers in your project, and I will give you two ideas how that actually can work in your environment. So back to our role as a project manager. We are on our project side. And as we are running on Project Online, it's a cloud service. Basically, we can give access to everybody. If the administration or the central responsible person allows us to invite external people, then I'm able, as a project manager, for example, to invite other people outside of my company. So in this case, would be my live account. This is definitely not part of the organization here. It's outside of the company, but it's a Microsoft account, so I can connect to the cloud, and I am then able to access that site as well. So on my live account, I would now get a mail. I'm invited to this SharePoint project site, and I'm now able to contribute here and work with those people as well. So this is a very easy way, actually, to get other people involved. And it doesn't work only for the project sites. You can also use the link integration with external people. For example, Campana and Shot is federated with Microsoft, so we can see the presence of Microsoft people, they can see our presence, and we can get in touch with them via link as well. Although they are a different organization, different IT network, we're able to exchange information with them. Talking about the social collaboration, another thing is Yammer. It's a huge, big collaboration functionality. Before we go actually to Yammer, just a quick recap what we saw here in SharePoint. So this is a newsfeed of myself in our demo environment. You can see where I rated some ideas. For example, how I joined the idea community. So about that, we will hear later more in my session in the afternoon. But keep that picture here in mind with a person and with a newsfeed, because now I will change to Yammer. And here on Yammer, I have created a external network. So let me point out two things here on that side. One is a related network. It's campanashot.com. So this is our internal Campana and Shot Yammer network, where we exchange ideas, where we exchange information. And as a sub-network of this one, I created one with the name EPMGList. That's the name of my blog as well. And this is actually a external network. So people are able to join this network and to discuss with me some topics. I just opened this one 2 days ago. It's not public yet, so don't be surprised that there are no discussions ongoing here. But this is one way how it could work. And the second thing I want to show you here is actually how it works. So back to a external person. And we will enter that Yammer account. At the moment, I'm not signed in here. Didn't join Yammer yet, but I want to do that. I will use here as well my private life account, but it works with every email address. And I'm not able to see anything yet, but the administrator is informed now that there is something going on and someone actually wants to join my network. So in the background, as an administrator of that public Yammer network, I will get a notification. It's still on the way, it still doesn't show up yet. Oh, oops, something did go wrong here. Let's check in a minute again if this works. Okay, good. Back to me as a project manager with my Yammer account. I now should see here some requests. I could invite people as well, but I'm more looking into the administration and the user management. It should hopefully show up here. Okay, maybe something did go wrong. Sorry for that. I can use that functionality to be more present in the public, to be more available to, well, actually it's a channel not only for suppliers or people I work with, it could be also a channel where I give support to customers or where I share some new product ideas. So here I can extend my internal network to an external audience. Another example where that is happening and it's going on is, for example, the project demo VM discussion. This is an external network from Microsoft where we discuss the demo environments, the data on a demo environment, how we work with it, how we address customers with it, and we share our experience with this environment as well. And as I just said, we are able to communicate with Microsoft as well. So for example, you see here Alex and Ian White. I could get now in touch with them, talk to them the same way I did before with Link. So this is also one way to extend your network. One last thing about Yammer. You can use it with Project Online and actually replace the newsfeed we used here. You can use it also with SharePoint Server and Project Server on-premise and connect to Yammer in the World Wide Web. So far for the second part of the demo. Okay.
So, could I ask a question?
Yeah, maybe one part, Mark, when is your session on the idea of management? And
the idea management, innovation management session is on 3:15. Right.
Where scarce resources are available.
Correct. For example, when we talk about the Project Online, workflow implementation is always a huge deal. And when we search, for example, here for workflow, then there comes a conversation up with Mrs. Yeah. Stefan Hafner, Campana and Shot employee, who talks about his experience with workflows and how they work in the demo environment. So, again, a great way to interact with people outside of your organization and to find new experts, subject matter experts, in some other companies as well.
I'm gonna show my favorite overview, and I'm too fast with that one. I really need a training for that one. So we saw six areas. My concern was to underlie that keyword, that catchword, social collaboration, enterprise social, and project management. What could it mean in detail? What are the specific scenarios? I want to provide some inspiration together with Marco's demo, what are maybe suitable next steps. So just our understanding would be not picking all the six scenarios, but picking one of them or maybe two of them and have some discussion in your company. Is that something promising for you? Is it delivering additional benefit? Or is it, on the other hand, making the life of your project teams easier? Is it making communication easier? Before we come to a final discussion, I want to say, we were pretty optimistic on those topics. So there are huge potentials in that, but there are also some risks. To be very honest, for example, we were talking about Link. My experience, Link is one of the only IT tools or solutions which are spread by themselves. So when we started with Link in our company, no top management attention was required, no big trainings were acquired. People just started to use it and to benefit from it, and it was a huge success. There were a few people not having Link, and they just cried, hey, I need that as well. So that was a big surprise for me. On the other hand, as Marcus mentioned, we are also using Yammer. Yammer is also quite a success. It's a very powerful tool, but you have to make up your mind. So there were some surprises in for me that, for example, some people started to share that as a private network with a lot of private stories and so on, some hotel recommendations and some experiences while traveling and so on. So on the one hand, that's interesting, but on the other hand, is that really the biggest benefit for our company? And I think there's a big potential, but it requires, and then we're coming to what you were suggesting, something like some governance policies, some management of change aspects we need for that. We didn't need that for Link, but we definitely need that for Yammer, and I think it's applying for more or less all the social collaboration technology implementations you would see. So I have three final slides. One is one of our recent studies we've done in the area of project management. So more than 200 participants of our study was finalized 4 weeks ago, where we saw what is today available as technology in the project management space and what are the perceived benefits. Interesting is those classical approaches like project workspaces, they are widely spread and the benefit is absolutely seen. Somewhat more surprising is that, for example, news feeds are not that available right now, with a rather small percentage, a little bit more than 25%. But especially, there are some users very convinced on that, so they're seeing a high benefit right now, but there's a big area of potential users. They're seeing some benefits in those, but they're still not maybe fully convinced and seeing the benefit fully realized. So there, especially in those middle blue bars with a rather high benefit perception, there's the potential, but also the need for some management of change, for some communication on the new technologies. And this is leading to to our kind of a very condensed best practice approach. So what I was saying, in opposition to, for example, a link implementation, when you're thinking about social collaboration technologies in the PM area, it's absolutely required to follow maybe not exactly that process, but something very similar to that. So you have to start with a vision. What are the benefits you want to have for your company, for your project management environment? What are the specific goals? So to be very honest, I was pretty naive in implementing Yammer at Campana and Schott. So there were no specific goals, and I was not thinking about benefits. Okay, that was something like 18 months ago, rather early, but nowadays I would do this very differently in setting up what are the expectations, and then seeing where do I see the benefits to happen. For example, is there a policy for each large customer project? One Yammer group would be one benefit. Or are we focusing in the first step only on technology? So let's have a Yammer group on, for example, Yammer itself, or on Link. So it's more technology focused. But the point is, what are the promised benefits? What are the requirements? What can the tool do? So what are the features and the details of the underlying technology? To do some, every one of us is used to that, to do some prioritization. And also, I was very naive in putting all the functionality at the same time into the space. So nowadays, I would do that differently. I'm saying, okay, what is a step-by-step approach? Where are my priorities? Start a little bit smaller. This comes to the next step. It's in saying, okay, what are the scenarios? What am I going precisely to support? Which area? So think about, please, on the six scenarios we presented, pick one of them. Apply that to your work environment, to your project management environment. What are the activities to be supported? What are the roles to be supported? And what are the stakeholders to be pleased in the whole story? And then I can't put much focus on that, but very important, the management of change. Seems to be trivial, but I have to repeat it over there. And what does it mean in detail? For example, having some measures, seeing how actively are my people working with that? How actively, for example, yes, it's worthwhile to have surveys. It's worthwhile to do, how did we start it? Where are we right now? In a little bit more formalized way. Coming to the last step, that has to be, in a way, fact-based. You need to have some statistics. I was not convinced before, but if I would do that in my own company again, I would follow even the last parts and having some surveys, having some statistics on that, having some user assessments, some benefit assessments on that, and then more or less restart the whole process in a quite iterative way and say, okay, what are we going to do next? What are our next scenarios? So coming to an end with a summary, why is it interesting to follow that path? Why is social enterprise or social collaboration, as we call it, why is it worthwhile to think what can I do with social and project management? One interesting part, we didn't stress it too much, but at least in our environment, it's pretty important, is what we call follows the sun. For example, imagine there's a discussion in Germany on some SAP integration-related topics, and then Larry wants to put in that question, and he can directly access to what people 12 hours before have defined in Germany. It's just a kind of a follow-the-sun approach. By using those social technology, you are sure to are on the most recent basis of information, to provide the most recent information on your project and so on. Quality of cooperation, that's what we get as a feedback, not only in our company, but also with the customer companies we are implementing these approaches. It's just the teams, also the management, is more pleased, by the way, how the different roles in project management are interacting with each other, so it's a perceived better quality of team collaboration what we're facing. Talking on teams, those social aspects provide a very good way on onboarding new people. That might be new people to your project team, that might be new people to your entire organization, so it's a very good environment to bring someone on more or less the same level his colleagues are right now. For me, it's more or less the only way to have a successful knowledge management. It comes from the basis, from bottom up. It's much stronger than any top-down approach I've ever seen. I would love to leave that to you, what you think on the increased productivity behind that. So one of our first slides was project management is 50-70% about communication. If communication is that important, then here are some ideas, some inspirations, how you can make your communication more efficient. And on innovation, we will have another session. We have another discussion on that. I want to stop for now. So thanks for being here. There's room for some final questions. We had several discussions before, but maybe some questions on that, some remarks, some other views on my somewhat optimistic outlook for the future. I'm happy to have some skeptics on that as well. Okay, then thank you very much. Thanks, it was a pleasure. Thanks, Markus. And see you downstairs, booth 300.